Rock 95, a little Korn this morning, just past 8 o'clock. And joining me in studio is Matt Durrells from the Mankato Police Department. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Spence. How are you?
I'm very good. Lots of things to cover this morning. I know you want to talk about the process. And if we have a listener that goes, boy, I'd like to get involved with the law enforcement, maybe pursue that as a career. Before we do that, though, we've had some issues over the last 3-4 days here with the fatalities and driving, and it's a bit scary, and there's been a lot of slippery spots, hasn't there, just with this recent weather.
It has been a bit scary. I can speak from personal experience here. We did drive up to the cities for a basketball tournament on Saturday. Of course, parents maybe a little more cautious than the kids, and kids wanting to go and play, so definitely a shout-out to our friends at MnDOT for taking good care of the roads that we traveled this weekend. Did have to deal with some road closures, but there were definitely some scary situations driving on those roads this weekend with ice and just not being able to treat the roads and get everything melted and cleared off. And it's definitely a time to remember to slow down, especially have your headlights on if visibility is low, if it's snowing, things like that. But just really take your time and only really be out there if you absolutely have to be.
There's still some slippery spots, even on Highway 14. I was uptown yesterday coming back, and then that highway is still pretty slippery in some spots.
Yeah, so. I mean, you just have to remember that the road gets treated, the stuff melts, and it's during the day, and maybe the sun is out, and then at night, cool temperatures get back down and might freeze again. And it's just really impossible to make it a perfectly 100% clear roadway right now, and hopefully these warmer temperatures this week will help dry off and clear off those roads and make them better, and we won't have any more snow and cold weather to follow it up with.
Well, that'd be good. But yeah, again, slow down a little bit and be aware of the road conditions. Okay, well, walk me through the process. We have someone that is listening this morning or has listened over the last few weeks here about law enforcement. What are the things and steps if somebody wants to do this as a career? What do they need to do?
So very timely for us. We're actually right in the middle of a process for hiring one or two more police officers to replace some people that had left. Really, it's a process that starts when you're young and deciding what you want to be when you grow up. And we also have people that change their career paths. And either way, for us in Mankato, we accept people that get a 2-year or a 4-year degree. Any number of schools throughout the state of Minnesota have great programs. We have one right here in our backyard at Minnesota State University Mankato. Rasmussen College has a law enforcement program as well. Other universities throughout the state, Alexandria Technical College, they all have those degrees as well. Once the degree is settled and achieved, then we go on to what they call a skills program, where you kind of learn in the hands-on part of it. You learn driving tactics. You learn handling calls for service, dealing with people with mental illness, processing DWI arrests, crashes, things like that, making traffic stops. And then ultimately, you can go to the Minnesota Post Board, the licensing board's website, and see all the agencies that are hiring right now. And you throw in applications, and it's quite the lengthy process. For us in Mankato, we'll accept applications, and then we just had our process close, I think it was early last week. We actually have all the applicants in for what we call an orientation, and for about an hour and a half or 2 hours, we're going to present a PowerPoint and a number of people from the agency, just kind of explain to them what our department is about and give them an opportunity to see the great things that the men and women of the Department of Public Safety do every day, how we assign neighborhoods, how we do the work within the city of Mankato, because it is unique to other agencies as well. So give them an opportunity to see what the department is about if they don't know already. And if they do know, maybe more know on a much deeper level then. And then we push them right into a short interview, kind of a speed dating kind of interview, a quick get to know you. Once that is done, we'll pass usually 8 to 10 people on to a second interview where you're interviewing more with a professional panel of people to ultimately make a recommendation to the director to move on and continue on with the process then.
Are there some blips in your past that are going to be red flag, perhaps speeding tickets or DWI, things like that?
So once we get people past that second interview, we'll do a background, and the background is very, very thorough. They're talking with friends and family members growing up, current neighbors, landlords, maybe your roommates in college. They're going to talk to school teachers and principals and things like that. Criminal background is part of it, driving background, credit score. There's a lot of things that go into the background. It's very extensive. We want to make sure that we know anything and everything that we can know about the candidate. A lot of that is already disclosed by the candidate as well. It's always the opportunity to ask the last question. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything in your background that you'd like to tell us about? Because we're going to find out anyway. And
sure.
And there are things there are automatic disqualifiers that you can't be licensed for, but there are certain things that we have to consider. And you know, driving, you know, a speeding ticket is one thing, an arrest for DWI is another thing. If we have two candidates and they're very equal, and one has a, you know, maybe a bad driving record or a DWI on their past record, you know, they may be passed over for the person that has a clean driving history and can make better decisions and things like that. So there are things that we have to weigh. Certainly, we work closely with our community, and we have the finger on the pulse of what the community would expect from our officers as well. And whether that be the present or the past, and certainly what they expect from them in the future, we have to take all that into account when we're making these hires.
How many, like, laws do you have to memorize? A lot of them? Is it something you are always kind of reminding yourself, or as you do this as a career?
Yeah, one of the good things, I went to MSU, and one of the classes that for an entire semester all we learned was criminal code and traffic code. And so you learn really those ones that you're going to use on a regular basis, your speeding tickets, your stop signs, your semaphores, things like that, no proof of insurance. The good news is now it's all online. It's all at the touch of your fingers. When I first started, we had a book, and it was probably 3 inches thick that we had to go through paper to try to find the right code. But so many of the calls and the criminal parts that we deal with are really dealing with a very, I would say, condensed number of statutes. So it's not a matter of memorizing all of them, but at least knowing, I think there's one that addresses this. Understanding that we go to a call, what are the elements of a crime, and then find that crime that relates to it.
If somebody has some questions or maybe wants to approach you about some type of mentorship, how would they go about doing that?
So we have a lot of opportunities. You can find plenty of them on our website. You can always call in and just talk with an officer or the on-duty supervisor. But we have a Police Explorer program in Mankato. So students, I believe it's age 14 to 20, come in and they work. They do training right alongside some of our full-time. They go to a statewide competition. They compete against other people. And those are the younger ones that are really looking to get into law enforcement as a career. We have a reserve officer program where you go out and do maybe some neighborhood patrols or park patrols, maybe some transports for us up to the jail, things like that, camera monitoring. But we also have community service officers, and those community service officers are typically students at MSU or maybe even Rasmussen. They're in their later stages of their law enforcement program, and they're going to be looking for a full-time career here within the very near future. And so if we can get them in for a short period of time, even 2 to 3 years would be even better, to have them as a part-time community service officer handling some of those non-emergency type calls and getting a good look at them, and then we can move them right into a full-time spot someday.
So you've had some people that have come on board as like a part-time person, and then they go, hey, I want to do this as a career, and they go through the process.
Yep.
And
we have a couple of officers that I can think of that were explorers in their younger years. They go to college. As they're in college, they became a community service officer, and from community service officer, they became a full-time police officer. So some of that is a good natural progression. It's not a requirement. It is encouraged because it gives you an idea of what the department is like. It also gives us an opportunity to see what you'd be like as well.
Yeah, very cool. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having
us. Coming in here this Tuesday morning, our Officer Appreciation Month, from Knutson Casey, Rivers Edge Hospital and Clinic, and Furmanish over in New Ulm.